afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the February 8, 2021 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Management Committee, Board of Commissioners, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners and participating staffs to please mute your phones if you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 21-10, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some additional guidance to our committee members and staff as they participate in this meeting. Vice Chairman Brett Smiley will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking, and please remember to mute your telephone line when you are not speaking. And now I will turn it over to Vice Chairman Smiley to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Brett Smiley. I would like to call the February 8th meeting of the Management Committee of Rhode Island Housing to order and ask that Carol please conduct a roll call. Attendance of both the committee members and staff.
This is Carol Ventura. Thank you, Commissioner Smiley. I will now conduct a roll call of members of the Management Committee, Board of Commissioners in attendance, and staff of Rhode Island Housing. Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Present.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing. James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Cara LaChapelle.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Bernadette McArthur.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Deborah Mancini.
Here.
DJ Rotella.
Here.
Commissioner Smiley, the roll call is complete.
Thank you, Carol. Again, it's Brett Smiley. I'd like to introduce committee action number one, which is the approval of the minutes from the Management Committee on November 16th, 2020. I would request a motion to approve the minutes.
Favorable action. This is Steve.
Steve. Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second. I'm going to have to abstain from voting for these because I wasn't present, so I don't actually know if I'm allowed to second this motion.
Nicole, do you have any issue?
Brett, you will have to second.
Okay. Brett Smiley, I'll second the motion. Is there any questions or comments or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I've asked Nicole Clement to please take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on November 16, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Abstain.
Thank you. The vote is 2 yeas, no nays, and 1 abstention. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. It's Brett Smiley. I'd like to introduce committee action number 2, recommendation for the approval of external charitable donations and contributions, and ask Carol Ventura to please present item number 2.
Thank you, Commissioner Smiley. This is Carol Ventura. This action is for approval and ratification of recent charitable contributions and donations made by Rhode Island Housing to partner agencies. The chart at Attachment A summarizes the sole contribution made by the agency, which is for the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce Legislative Conference, which is being held today. 6 staff will attend this event. Staff recommends approval of this charitable contribution in the amount of $240.
Thank you, Carol. It's Brett Smiley. I would like to request a motion to recommend approval of the committee action number 2 to the Board of Commissioners.
This is Steve. I move favorable action.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the motion? Nicole, if you could take a roll call vote, please.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of external charitable donations and contributions to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The motion passes. The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. It's Brett Smiley. I'd like to introduce committee action number 3, recommendations for the approval of engagement of insurance tracking services firm. And I will ask Leslie McKnight to present item number 3, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Leslie McKnight. This request for action is for approval to engage a firm to provide insurance tracking services for Rhode Island Housing's loan servicing division. To improve our customer experience and increase efficiencies within the loan servicing division, in October 2020, Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposal through which it sought proposals from qualified firms to assist it with streamlining its insurance tracking functions. The RFP was posted on Rhode Island Housing's website and the website maintained by the State of Rhode Island Department of Administration's Division of Purchases. 4 firms submitted proposals in response to the RFP. A selection committee comprised of the members of the Loan Servicing, Compliance, and IT divisions reviewed the proposals and evaluated them in accordance with criteria outlined in the RFP. The committee assigned Allied Solutions Insurance Services a score of 85 out of a possible 100. Allied Solutions provides insurance tracking services to approximately 4,000 mortgage clients nationwide. The committee was impressed by Allied Solutions' processes, web interface capabilities, and pricing plan. Further, the committee believes that Allied Solutions will be able to provide our customers with a seamless transition as possible. Currently, Rhode Island Housing's loan servicing staff receive and process approximately 19,000 annual hazard policies each year. These policies are received from insurers as well as from our customers. Allied will obtain insurance renewal policies directly from the insurers and interface with our loan servicing platform to update records, process annual renewal payments, and image these policies. This will enable staff to shift their focus from processing insurance payments to performing quality assurance and vendor oversight. The resolution for engagement of an insurance tracking firm is recommended to choose Allied Solutions to provide this service. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. It's Brett Smiley. Are there any questions for Leslie before we take a motion?
This is Leanne. I just wondered how much this costs.
So the pricing schedule is based upon the number of loans that we originate. So we've estimated, based upon our historical origination, that it will cost approximately $75,000 per year.
Thanks, Leslie. Thanks, Leanne. If there's no other questions, then I would accept, Brett Smiley, I would accept a motion to recommend to the full board action item number 3.
This is Steve McAllister. I move favorable action.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second.
Thank you, Leanne. Are there any questions or comments on the motion? Hearing none, I'll ask Nicole Clement to take a roll call vote, please.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending for approval the engagement of an insurance tracking services firm to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, it's Brett Smiley. I'd like to introduce item number 4, recommendation for the approval of quality control software license. And I'll ask Deborah Mancini to please present the item.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Deborah Mancini. This request for action seeks authorization for Rhode Island Housing to enter into a multi-year license with Tenor Second Look to provide quality control software to perform loan servicing, quality control reviews internally. These services are currently performed by an external vendor. Rhode Island Housing has the expertise to perform these audits internally. In December, Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposals seeking responses from qualified vendors to provide it with these services. Two vendors submitted proposals in response to the RFP. A selection committee of loan servicing and quality control staff determined that Tenor Second Look was the most qualified with a weighted score of 8.3 out of 10. Factors considered included the vendor's professional capacity, fee structure, overall experience, and experience with other housing finance agencies. Tenor Second Look audits include test scripts that meet FHA, VA, USDA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and state and federal requirements. Test scripts are updated on an ongoing basis to ensure that content reflects current regulatory requirements. They also maintain a resource center with representatives who are available to handle client inquiries. There is a $6,500 initial license and training fee and the annual fee of $15,000. Thank you.
This is Brett Smiley. Thank you. Are there any questions for Deborah before we take a motion?
This is Steve. Just one question. Are there a number of bidders? I saw two people bid on it. Are there others that can perform this service and didn't bid, or is this like really specialized?
So I did some research prior to issuing this RFP, and most of the vendors that I spoke with, they were strictly software. They did not include the test scripts, which is what we are looking for.
Okay, so it was a little different than the day-to-day.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. It's Brett. If there's no further questions, then I will take a motion to recommend to the full board the item number 4.
This is Steve. I'll move favorable action.
Thanks, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments on the motion? Hearing none, I'll ask Nicole Clement to please take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending for approval the purchase of a quality control software license to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Brett again. I'd like to move to item number 5, recommendations for the authority to issue homeownership bonds. And we'll ask Bernadette MacArthur to please present board action item number 5.
Hi. Thank you, Vice Chairman Smiley, and good afternoon. This is Bernadette MacArthur. This request for single-family bonding authority is a routine item that comes to the board about once a year to allow us to continue our bonding program. Our last single-family bond issue was executed this past October, with the proceeds from that issuance expected to be utilized by the end of this month. Based on the current pipeline of registrations and production estimates, staff anticipates issuing approximately $250 million of single-family bonds to fund new mortgages or refund existing bonds over the next 12 to 18 months. This resolution would authorize the issuance of up to $250 million in single-family bonds, and that bond authority would expire on September 30th, 2022. And so it is our request to the committee to recommend authorization of the issuance of up to $250 million in single-family bonds over the next 18 months to fund the Homeownership Opportunity Bond Program. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernadette. It's Brett. Are there any questions for Bernadette? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to recommend approval of committee item number 5.
This is Steve. I move favorable action.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Leanne. I second.
Thank you, Leanne. I will ask Nicole Clement to please take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of authorizing the issuance of home ownership opportunity bonds in the amount of up to $250 million to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Brett Smiley, and I would like to introduce the final item, which is a discussion item. Discussion item number 1, a review of sustainable and social impact bonds, and ask Carol LaChapelle to please present the discussion item number 1.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Carol LaChapelle. So as we've started in the past year or so to designate our bonds as social or sustainability bonds, we wanted to give you a little background on the market and how we fit into that. The market for ESG investing, which is environmental, social, and governance, has grown greatly over the past few years. In fact, BlackRock Investments CEO reported that investment in sustainable assets for 2020 was $300 billion, which was an increase of 96% over the prior year. So in just 1 year, this type of investment increased almost 100%. While the market is still evolving, some regulators have stepped up to create standards for this market. The International Capital Market Association has created guidelines for social, green, and sustainability bonds that promote integrity in the bond market, through transparency, disclosure, and reporting. They've also mapped these guidelines to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So as we reviewed these guidelines, it became very clear that Rhode Island Housing's mortgage programs were really a natural fit for these designations. Now, there are different types of bond designations. One is social bonds, and social bonds directly aim to address or mitigate a specific social issue or to achieve positive social outcomes specifically for targeted populations. This is a designation that we use for our homeownership bonds, our first-time home buyer bonds. Some of the principles around these bonds include providing access to essential services, essential financial products that our customers would not otherwise receive in the regular markets. That includes our down payment assistance loans and our ability to issue mortgages using tax-exempt bonds. Another principle is economic advancement. We know that home ownership really can be a wealth generator for many of our customers, and in some cases, it may be the only wealth generator that they have access to. Another type of bonds is green bonds, and these contribute to environmental objectives such as climate change mitigation, natural resource conservation, and pollution prevention and control. And then there's sustainability bonds. And sustainability bonds would have aspects of both social bonds and green bonds. And that is the designation that we have used for our multifamily rental development bonds. Many of our rental developments are already incorporating environmental features into construction, such as high-efficiency boilers, Energy Star appliances, LED lighting, among others. They're also all meeting the low to moderate income target population that these types of designations are looking for. So there are some reporting and disclosure requirements that go along with issuing these types of bonds. Primarily, we are reporting the area median income of the customers that we serve. So our first-time home buyers, we list what the AMI is for those customers. We also disclose information about our down payment assistance loans, information about our home buyer education programs, and other programs that we have, such as foreclosure mediation, that can assist our home buyers. On the multifamily side, we disclose information about the environmental upgrades that these developments will be initiating, as well as the area median income for the tenants who will be living in those developments. But this is all information that we already have. We've got systems in place to capture this information. So it really was a matter of putting it into a format that was easy to report and that would fit into the disclosure requirements for these bonds. And we do have to report this information on an annual basis until the bonds are fully dispersed. And in most cases, our bonds are fully dispersed within 1 year, so typically we only have 1 year's worth of reporting to be done. So what does this designation really get us? The end goal for this designation for us is an increased pool of interested investors. So there are these investors out there who want to put their money into an ESG type investment where they feel that their investment is not only earning them money, but it also has a social or a green aspect to it. By doing this, what we've seen is our bonds have been oversubscribed, meaning we may be selling $50 million worth of bonds, but we got 80 million or 90 million of orders. So more investors, we're attracting more investors to our bonds. And this allows us to reduce our borrowing costs. So when we have lower borrowing costs, we can pass those on to our customers in the form of lower mortgage rates to our borrowers, or to help fund new and existing housing programs. It is an evolving market, and right now we are self-designated, which means we are putting the information together. Our outside counsel, our bond counsel, is reviewing the information and saying, yes, we believe it meets these designations. I think eventually we will be required to have a third party designator. And I think some, we know of one HFA that has started to do that, but there are several others who are still self-designating the same way that we are. So I will stop there and open it up for questions.
Are there questions for Kara? Kara, it's Brett. I think you said it at the end, but where are the other HFAs on this, participating in getting the designation?
Yeah, so there is one that we're aware of that is paying for a third-party confirmation. That confirmation costs about $15,000. We know of probably seven or eight other HFAs that are actively issuing and doing a self-designation, which is similar to us, that we're having our own internal counsel and external bond counsel kind of review it for us.
And have we looked at the kind of the time and burden that that places on the staff? Is that being paid back in the form of bond premium and lower borrowing rates? Do we think this is a good deal for the agency and for our customers?
It is, yes. So one example is a single family bond that we issued, our most recent single family bond, where we were able to lower our borrowing costs by 5 basis points, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you take it over the life of the bond, there would be savings of in excess of $200,000. So even if we were to have to pay for a third party, you know, someone to review it, it still, in our opinion, would be worth it, just with the additional interest that we have generated.
Great. Other questions for Kara? All right, hearing none, again, it's Brett Smiley. Thank you, Kara, for your presentation. There is no further business. I would like to just add on for Steve and Leanne's sake, if they didn't notice, we had a Senate Finance Committee last week, and Carol and Chris did a fabulous job for a long night of questions from Senate Finance. So I wanted to say congratulations and thank you to you both. And I'm sure there was a lot of other colleagues from Rhode Island Housing behind the scenes that helped get everyone prepared and up to speed for that. I think it went really, really well, and I'm grateful for the time you put into that. Hearing no other issues, I will take a motion to adjourn.
This is Steve. I'll make the motion.
Leanne, I second.
Leanne, and we'll ask Nicole Clement to take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Vice Chairman Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
The February 8th meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Management Committee is now adjourned. Thank you all for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you. Bye.